Andrew Sharp. He's with the Illinois Legal Aid Online Department. It's the content director for Illinois' Legal Aid Online Service. Andrew, thanks for joining us on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, John.
Tell us about what you do and what that is, Illinois' Legal Aid.
Yeah, Legal Aid Online. So it's illinoislegalaid.org, and we run a legal information website. So what that means is you can go onto our website and learn about all sorts of laws. It's all written in plain language at an eighth grade reading level or less, and we've got it translated into Spanish and Polish, and we even have programs that help you fill out your forms if you need to do something with court or something like that, sort of like TurboTax. So whatever you're sort of wondering about on Illinois law, we probably have information on it that's actually readable, even if you don't have a law degree.
Well, some of the courthouses actually have a law library. You can come in and there's somebody there to help you if you're just a citizen defending yourself, right?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, most counties, including Cook County, can go down to the Daly Center and go up to the law library, and you can actually read the laws and the cases and things like that. But again, they can be difficult to understand, even with help or interpret, if you haven't gone through law school. So what we try to do is cut through all that and just rephrase and restate things, again, in plain language, so that you can kind of just get the information you need to know without having to, you know, read Latin and all that.
Are you funded by the state? Who pays for you?
So most of our funding comes from a wonderful organization called the Lawyers Trust Fund, which is primarily funded from a device called the Interest on Lawyers Trust Accounts. So it's a little complicated, but basically anytime you pay a lawyer a retainer, that generates interest. And that interest goes to a big fund called the Lawyers Trust Fund, which funds legal aid like ours. So that's our primary funding mechanism. But we also get funds from other foundations like the Illinois Equal Justice Foundation, Chicago Bar Foundation, lots of others, and then law firms and individual donors.
I take back all the bad things I said about lawyers.
Hey, yeah, there's some good guys out there.
And gals, and I've worked with plenty of them. So
totally.
We were Googling around, and I have a list of the things that are illegal in the state of Illinois. Handheld fireworks, bottle rockets, sky rockets, Roman candles, cherry bombs, chasers, buzz bombs, helicopters, missiles, firecrackers of all types. The pinwheels that spin around, illegal in Illinois. Are you kidding me? I see those everywhere. They're selling them on Route 52 in Joliet. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, people are breaking the law, and it might come as a shock, but not all laws are followed to a T. If you've ever been on Lakeshore Drive, you know that not everybody drives 45 miles an hour. And so it's part of the law is enforcement, right? So we can write laws to deter people from certain behaviors and activities that we don't want them to engage in, but we can't always enforce those laws 100% of the time. And so even though the state of Illinois, like you said, that is the list of fireworks that are illegal in our state, we can't enforce it all the time or don't always, you know, depending on the locality, want to enforce it, you know, just in terms of priorities. And so that's why you see people who are acting sort of, you know, against the law, but it is against the law. So you are right about that.
Well, but different municipalities have different ordinances. Chicago may be different than Springfield, may be different than Carbondale. Is it true, though, that no municipality can allow the things that I just read from?
That's exactly right. So if you think about it, the laws get, you know, more and more specific as you get more and more local. So at the federal level, there's very few that are banned, you know, M80s and cherry bombs and stuff. That's the entire country is covered by those laws. Then you get to Illinois. Unlike some states, like the state that's right next to us, that I'm sure some have gotten some fireworks at, that does allow the purchase of fireworks, Indiana. Unlike Indiana, we say, you know, most fireworks are actually illegal at the state level as well. And then some municipalities can even say, oh, those few that the state actually does allow, like, for example, sparklers are legal at the state level. The Illinois law explicitly exempts sparklers from the ban on fireworks. But then municipalities like Chicago and others can come in and say, nope, actually, we're going to ban those too. Mm-hmm. So it gets the municipalities can add restrictions, but they can't take them away. So Illinois can't come back and say, oh, well, we're going to, you know, make M80s legal, even though they're illegal at the federal level. Or, oh, Chicago's going to, you know, make Roman candles legal, even though they're illegal at the state level. So it gets more restrictive as you go down.
I get that. And that makes sense. It should be. The government should be local. That is maybe the most invasive into people's personal lives. Make those as, as personal or local a decision as possible. M80s, though, are illegal across the country?
That's right. That's one of the few. Those and cherry bombs.
But I see people, but I'm going to, somebody just sent me a note. They said, what did it say? It said, one of those M80s went off in their neighborhood last night and scared the bejesus out of them. I think it was in Plainfield. How then do people get these things if you can't have them in the United States?
Well, I mean, it's, again, back to enforcement. How do people get, you know, firearms you know, all sorts of stuff that they're not supposed to have? There are black markets. I mean, you know.
I know, that's a dumb question. Okay, but what about this? Is it good law or bad law, then, that people that routinely ignore and that people don't aren't willing to enforce?
Right. So, yeah, that gets to the question of, okay, so if we're not going to enforce these laws, why have them? So I think the sort of theory there is, getting back to the speed limit, you know, if you want people to drive under 65, you don't necessarily set the speed limit at 65, right? You set it at 55, knowing that people will go a little bit further over, a little
That's an interesting way to put
enforcement. Yeah, but then if you're going 20 or 25 over, okay, now we can really go after you. So that's just sort of how the law works in practicality. Again, you know, you read the laws and you think of things in like this vacuum, but you also have to realize that we're dealing with humans who, you know, are incentivized in different ways, so you can't always control their behavior.
Andrew Sharp is with the Illinois Legal Aid Office. If I want to go online, what's the website? How do people find this information?
Go to illinoislegalaid.org.
illinoislegalaid.org. Andrew, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm going to call you again. I appreciate your help today.
Please do. Thanks so much, John.